Misak's Kaden Perigot Test Mission Design and Full Perigot Test Mission Yud. Tumas Medros is a kind of impurity that applies specifically to Kalim whose purpose is to support the weight of a person. And there are certain people who have a particular type of impurity. For example, a Zov who experiences certain substances exiting his body via his male organ, which cause him to have this level of impurity that if he sits or supports his weight in any way on that item, the item whose purpose and function is for supporting the weight of a person, then that item will receive the same level of impurity that the Zov himself had. In general, if something touches a source of impurity, then it becomes impure on a lower level. The source of impurity is called an Av HaTumah, the primary level of impurity, and something which touches that or comes into contact with it in any way that would make it impure would make it a Rishon LaTumah, one step removed from that original level of impurity. However, in the case of Tumas Medras, the bed or the chair, whatever item we are talking about that supports the weight of the Zov, the item itself becomes an Av HaTumah just like the Zov. Be it as it may, all of this only applies to items whose purpose and function is to support the weight of a person. Teva Shapisra Milamala, a box whose opening is from the top. It has a cover that can be opened at the top. Tameo Tamei Mace, the maximum level of impurity that the box can receive is by becoming Tomei from a dead body. It would then be Tomei for 7 days. On the level of an Av HaTumah, which is one level below the dead body itself. The dead body itself is called Avi Avos HaTumah, which literally is translated as the grandfather Tumah. Whereas Av HaTumah is literally translated as the father Tumah. So the chest becomes one level lower than the dead body itself. But it would not be able to become Tomei as Tumas Medras, since its function is not for somebody to sit on it. Although one is able to sit on it, that function disturbs the main function of this box, which of course is to keep things inside of it. As long as a person is sitting on top of the box, you're not able to access the box and that which is contained within the box. And therefore that is not considered to be one of the functions and purposes of the box, because it disturbs the main function of that box. The Mishnah continues, Nifrasam Lamala, if this chest breaks at the top, if the lid of the box breaks, or develops a hole, Tomei Tomei Mace, the box itself can still become Tomei from a dead body, it would be Tomei for 7 days. That is to say, it's still considered to be a Kli. Even if it doesn't have a lid, it's still able to contain and hold things, and therefore it can become Tomei. Nifrasam Lamata. However, if it breaks and develops a hole at the bottom of the box, Tahira, it would not be able to become Tomei anymore because it can't contain and hold things anymore. And now the Mishnah adds an additional interesting law, Mugurei Shabar. The inner compartments which are inside the box and attached to the wall of the box, and one is able to place things into these compartments, they're like mini boxes which are attached to the wall of the box itself. Those Tomeis can still become Tomei, even though the box itself cannot become Tomei because it has a hole at the bottom, because these mini boxes can still contain things and they are useful Kalim. The Einon Chiburla, and in addition, they are not considered to be totally attached and united with the main big box. That is to say, even when the main box is useful and it doesn't have a hole at the bottom, these are still halachically considered to be two distinct kalim. They don't assist each other in each other's function. You've got the main box and you've got these boxes which are attached to the inside wall of the box. But they are both separate containers which don't assist in each other's function. And because of that, if the mini boxes become Tomei, that won't necessarily make the main box Tomei. And the same goes vice versa. If the main box becomes Tomei, the mini boxes won't necessarily become Tomei. That's what the Mishnah means when it says that they are not considered to be fully attached and considered one Kli. They are rather considered to be distinct Kalim. Mishnah Ches, this Mishnah brings similar examples of Kalim which have smaller parts of them which don't assist in the function of the main container. And as such, once again, they are considered to be distinct Kalim, although they are attached. They are still not viewed as the same one single Kli. Haturmel, a kind of sack which is used by shepherds, or more precisely, it was a leather bag that also had mini pockets attached to the inside wool, so to speak, of the leather bag. Shenifrasa, if a hole develops at the bottom of the main bag, The smaller pouches and pockets which were attached to the wall of this bag, as long as they don't have holes in and they're still able to hold things, they would be able still to become tomei, even though the main bag cannot become tomei. And as well as that, it's not considered to be connected and attached to the main bag to the extent that when the main bag is a useful kli, it would automatically have exactly the same status as the smaller pouches. No, if a source of impurity only touches the smaller pouch, then only that would become tomei, or if it only touches the main bag, then only that would become tomei, and the pouches themselves would remain pure. The next case of the Mishnah is shown in the diagram, and it refers to a sort of flask that was either made of, or at least it was covered with, the skin of an animal. And the way they would do this is that when they came to take off the skin of the animal, they didn't cut it lengthways and then just tear the skin to either side and take it off like that, because they wanted it to be complete over there. And rather, they would cut a round hole at the back of the animal and then tear the skin, or sort of peel the skin off, going upwards along the animal's body. And that way they would have the full skin of the animal without any cuts along the length of the skin, the hide of the animal. And either they would tie this at the bottom and make a flask out of it, that was what was usually done, or it would just be used as a cover of a flask. Either way, because of the way that the skin and the hide was peeled backwards along the animal's body, it was also peeled beyond the testicles of the animal, and that would be part of this flask, such that that part of the animal would actually form two mini pouches, which could also be used as containers which were attached to the side of the flask. The Mishnah says, Achimes, a flask made out of the hide of an animal, Shabitzim Shalah, that the parts of the hide which had covered the testicles of the animal, the pouches, Mekablis Imar, they receive and hold the liquid which is placed in the flask together with it. That is to say, as can be shown on the diagram, once the flask was filled up to a certain height, the liquid would go into these mini pouches as well. And it should be noted, the diagram does imply a little bit that the hide was a cover for a flask, but the truth is, it is more likely and was more commonly made into the actual flask itself. V'nifchasu, if these pouches develop a hole in them, t'hoireis, they are no longer able to become tomeish, enon mekabes kedarkan, because they no longer hold and contain liquid in their regular way that they would hold liquid. Even if somehow you're able to tilt them or move them slightly that they can hold liquid, they obviously cannot be used in their regular way, and therefore it's considered to be a broken kli. But obviously this won't have any impact on the main flask itself, which would still be able to become tomei, as long as that doesn't have holes at the bottom and it is able to hold the liquid. Mishnah test. Two Mishnahs ago we talked about a box whose lid was at the top, and as a result, although it's possible to sit on the top of this box, we are not able to define it as something whose, at least one of its purposes, is as a seat to support the weight of a person, since that function of sitting on it disturbs and intrudes on the main function of that box, which is to hold things. Since as long as somebody is sitting on it, one is not able to open the lid and access that which is contained within the box, it's not considered to be something whose purpose, or one of its purposes, is for sitting on. This Mishnah talks about Teva Shepischa Metzida, a box whose opening, whose door was on the side. Such a box, Tameot Midros, can become Tomei with Trumas Midros, which means that if a Zov, or somebody with a similar level of impurity, supports his weight on it, he sits on it, then the box will become an Av Hatuma, which is the exact same level of impurity that the Zov himself has. This is a unique case of Tumas Medros, where it doesn't go down a level, but it has the same level of Tumah as the Zov himself. And of course, all the more so, Tumei Meis, it can become Tomei from a dead body or from any other type of impurity. The main point of the Mishnah is that it can even become Tomei as Tumas Medros. Rabbi Yossi said, Emosai, when exactly is this the case? That's only Bizman She'eino Gvea Asara Tefachim, in a case where the box is not 10 Tefachim or taller. Because if it's such a tall box, then people wouldn't generally sit on it, it's too high. Although it's possible to sit on it, it wouldn't be considered a main purpose or function of that box. And also must be that it does not have a rim which is a tefach tall. If it has a rim which goes higher than the rest of the box surrounding it, then it would be very uncomfortable to sit on it because the edge of the box goes higher up. So that would also prevent it from being defined as something which is designated for sitting on. So in that case, it would not be able to become Tomei as Tomas Medros, but it would of course be able to become Tomei with other types of impurity, being as it is a container, it's a box. If the box breaks at the top, Tomei or Tomei Mace, it can still become Tomei from a dead body or from other types of impurity, but now, obviously, it wouldn't be able to become Tomei with Tomas Medros, because now it's certainly not used as a seat to support the weight of somebody. There is no top of the box. If the box, instead of breaking at the top still remains, but it breaks at the bottom. So it can no longer be used as a box. However, if you think about it, it could still be used as a seat. The top of it still remains, there's no holes over there, so you are still able to sit on it. And because of that, Meir Metame, Meir says that it can become Tome if a Zov were to sit on it. It would become an Av Hatuma, that severe primary level of impurity. And automatically, even though it's not a container, there is a rule, which we've mentioned a couple of times, and it's actually explicit in the Mishnah in Maseches Nidah. Interestingly, it's not actually a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, but there is a rule that is stated in the sixth perek, the sixth chapter of Maseches Nidah, that anything that can become Tomei as Tumas Midros, which means that its function, or at least one of its functions, is to support the weight of a person, can also become Tomei with all other kinds of impurity. Even if it can't contain something, even though wood usually needs to be able to be a container and hold things to become Tomei, there is a rule that if it can become Tomei with Tumas Midras, if it's designated to support the weight of somebody, then even if it can't contain anything, it still is able to become Tomei from a dead body and from other sources of impurity. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. On the other hand, v'chachomim mitarin, the chachomim say that this box cannot become Tomei, even though you're still able to sit on it, and if a Zov sits on it, it won't become Tomei. And all the more so, it can't become Tomei from a dead body, because as soon as the main function of a kli is nullified and is put to a stop, since this box can no longer be used for its main function, which is to hold and contain things, the secondary, not main function of the box is also considered to be nullified. This is considered to be a broken kli. If the secondary use of being able to use this box also as a seat, even if it's still possible to do that, but that doesn't mean that it's not considered a broken box. Of course it's a broken box. It can't be used as a box anymore. And because in terms of the box it's considered to be broken, the entire kli cannot become Tomei in any shape or form. Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah brings another example where this argument between Rav Meir and the Chachomim of the previous Mishnah applies. Mashpeles, a kind of utensil which is used for collecting dung, which is used for manure to fertilize the fields. Shenifchaso, if it develops a hole at the bottom, milkabel yomayim, large enough to prevent it from being able to even hold pomegranates. That's the size of the hole that is necessary to consider it a broken kli. Even though it has a lid at the top, which means that one is able to sit on it, and for that reason, Rav Meir says that it still can become Tomei if a Zov were to sit on it, and automatically any type of impurity would apply to it, as per the rule that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that anything that can become Tomei with Tumas Midras, where a Zov supports his weight on it, can become Tomei with any kind of impurity. However, the Chachom say that it can no longer become Tomei, because as soon as the main function of the kli is nullified and is no longer useful for that purpose, it's considered to be a broken kli, and therefore botla tefela, even the secondary use, is considered to be nullified, and it would not be able to become Tomei in any way, since it is a broken kli, according to the Chachomim.